Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Inside Ben Davis Basketball. I'm John Easter. I'm your host for this evening's broadcast, and tonight we'll be taking a look at two of Ben Davis's finest athletic teams, the boys and girls basketball teams from Ben Davis. Let's begin, of course, with the Lady Giants. The Lady Giants have been in the Marion County Tournament this week. They're now 10-1 on the season. We'll play Saturday morning at 11:45 in the Marion County Tournament semifinals against a guy the Giants know pretty well, former Ben Davis head coach Stan Benge and his Roncalli Lady Rebels. The Giants win that game, they'll play for a Marion County Tournament championship at 7 o'clock p.m. on Saturday night. Earlier this week, before the Giants played Lawrence Central on Thursday, Corey Vervinkt had a chance to sit down with Coach Joe Lentz, the head coach of the Lady Giants, to talk about the team's progress this season, the big win last week over Lawrence North, and the Marion County Tournament this week. Here's that interview.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz sit-down. I'm Corey Vervinkt, being joined by the main man himself, Coach Joe Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good, Corey. Are you day? Good, good day?
I'm doing well. Last time out in the regular season before the Marion County Tournament, the Lady Giants won a very narrow game against a very good Lawrence North team. Tell us about that game, Coach.
It's quite an exciting game, for sure. We got ourselves down 10-0 at the start, and you know, we made some inroads, got it down to 5 a couple times, and then we'll go back up to about 12. And but after the – that was at the 5:20 mark of the first quarter, we were down 10-0. From that point until 1:43 to go in the third quarter, we were only down 9. So we'd actually won that segment of the game by a point. And that was when their point guard, Destiny Perkins, went down with an ankle, and we outscored him 22-10 from that point on.
Well, what I heard from the game was late in the game, they tried to play keep away and really were trying to keep you guys at bay. And I heard the defense really locked them down, were able to force a turnover. Can you tell us about that defensive play there late to force the turnover to set up the game-winning play?
Well, we got a couple of turnovers when they tried to do that, but we couldn't score. And what happened was we finally went out and fouled them, and they missed a free throw. So it wasn't – our defense did get turnovers, but we couldn't score. When they missed the free throw, we came down, got a shot off probably a little early, but fortunately they had tapped it out of bounds. And then we ran – with 3 seconds to go, we ran an out-of-bounds play for Nia, and she came off the screen and knocked down a three, and we win.
Well, can you tell us about that play? Because from what I heard, it was a brilliantly designed play.
Well, I don't know how brilliantly designed it is. It's an out-of-bounds play we've used for the last 3 years, and we just kind of weave through a set of screens, and every screener has an option to pin their girl and maybe be the one the inbounds pass is passed to, and this time just Nia weaved through the screens and got the ball.
Well, now, Coach, getting a win over probably a top-10 team like Lawrence North, what does that do to boost the confidence of the team?
Well, quite a bit. You know, it's always good. You know, we were certainly unheralded as the season began, and with losing 6 seniors from last year and everybody kind of looking at us as being very, very young, I don't think they expected a whole lot from us. But confidence is a huge factor, and we've developed some confidence by beating good teams like Hamilton Southeastern early, and Mooresville's a pretty good team. We beat them on their floor. And so we kind of, you know, we've been getting better and better and better. And then going into last week, we were ranked number 8, which for a young team can be as much of a burden as it can be a plus. But then you go to what was then number 4 rank in the state. They had just beaten Carmel, the number 1 ranked team in the state. Go to their floor and pull off a victory. Well, that's quite a confidence boost.
Well, Coach, last night you played in round 1 of the Marion County Tournament. You defeated Speedway 69-14. Nia Clark putting out a very impressive showing. Kira Goss, I thought, played well. Can you tell us about that game, Coach?
Well, we got off to kind of a slow start. You know, Speedway is a well-coached team that does things the right way, but they're just I believe it's 2A, and they're just not, you know, as talented as we are. And our kids kind of knew that, and we got off to a pretty sluggish start. We were down
7-5.
And then Kerry hit a 3 to get us up 8-7, and we never trailed from that point on. But it was a kind of a struggle that our kids, they just, you know, when we go into Marion County Tournament, you've got to be focused and intense and be ready to do that all the time, because it's just too much of a drag all week long if you're not really ready. And we weren't ready at the beginning.
Now, when you win a game as emphatically as you did there, do you try to work on things during the game to try to really improve yourself as a team for later games in the tournaments? Like, what did you work on during the game trying to improve your team?
We tried to emphasize we worked a little bit on some more zone that we haven't worked on very much. We worked on some of our traps that we've been kind of hiding a little bit. Toward the end of the game, we told the kids, let's not fast break. Let's see if we can work on some execution of some of our offense, because sometimes execution has been a real problem for us. So that's, you know, we were trying to work on things that we needed to work on.
And next time out, tomorrow, actually Thursday, you guys take on a team you played earlier in the season, the Lawrence Central Bears. You beat them earlier in the season, 63-25. What do you expect out of the Bears the second time around you've played them?
I'm sure they'll be much more inspired to play. It is the county tournament. It's not a holiday weekend. I'm sure they're going to make a few changes. Maybe try some pressure, different looks defensively, different things offensively. And we better be ready for it. The thing I really, really hope that we can avoid is overconfidence. 3 years ago, we beat Lawrence Central at their place by well over 30 points. I think it was 36. And then had to play them in the county tourney and had to go overtime to beat them. And just because it was we weren't ready to play mentally. We need to make sure we are.
Now, Coach, when after that game, if you defeat Lawrence Central, you'll take on the winner of Roncalli and Decatur Central. Roncalli coming off a big win over Southport. They have all the momentum in the world once they get to that semifinal stage if they beat Decatur. Which would you rather see, Decatur or Roncalli in the semifinals?
I don't care. I want to get there.
You just want to get to the semifinals, and then we'll talk about who we got to play.
Yeah, let's get there.
That's fair enough. Thanks again, Coach, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Best of luck in the Marion County Tournament.
All right. Thank you, Corey.
Welcome back to Inside Ben Davis Basketball. Thank you to Corey Vervinkt for sitting down with Coach Lentz. And now switching gears over to the boys' side of things. The Giants have gotten off to a very successful 3-0 start under Coach Mark James. Of course, they will put that on the line this weekend as they take on the Avon Classic, basically the city of Terre Haute. They'll play Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South on Saturday. Zach Harshman sat down with coach of the Giants, Mark James, to talk about the team's start on this season and also the upcoming Classic.
Coach James, how you doing today?
Just fine, you. A little chilly. It's a little cold out today.
Yeah, it's a little cold. So, boys basketball, going off a 3-0 streak so far. What have you seen? What key players have you seen emerge from this season so far?
Well, so far we've had really good balance. We have six seniors on the team. They're all playing pretty well. The underclassmen are playing well. Like I said, for about 9 or 10 kids, are all playing pretty well. Harper's played extremely well, I think, the first couple of games. Datron has at the point for us. Josh Brewer, Cameron Maul, and Jalen Windham have done an outstanding job, and Trevon Bush coming off the bench for us. Then Aaron Henry and the other starters, Jalen Newsom, Finch, and Turner have all done a nice job. It's been a good team effort so far. This weekend, we're going to play two teams that both are undefeated. Terre Haute North's 2-0 and Terre Haute South's 3-0 tomorrow. So I'm sure we'll see if we've improved this week defensively and boxing out the bank boards. That was the two things that we were most concerned with at the end of our last couple of games.
This past week, you took on Pike and Southport. Any comments from those past games?
Like I said, I thought the kids played extremely hard, shared the ball real well. I think they had a lot of fun in both games. We're pretty skilled offensively this year, which makes it fun to watch. But what's going to really, you know, what they say, offense sells tickets, defense wins games, but championships are won by rebounds. So I think the rebounding and the defense are two areas we really, really need to concentrate on here in the next month or so.
Absolutely. Last time you spoke with John Easter in the interview, and you guys were talking about your offense, and you said that your defense needs improvement. Anything that you've done with your defense to change it up?
We spent a lot of time this week on transition defense, where we don't score or do score and have to get back in like 3 or 4 seconds, because Terre Haute South's extremely, extremely good on offense and they have three probably Division I guards that can all shoot the ball extremely well. So getting back on them is going to be a big deal to get our house, our wall set up around the basket, if you want to call it that.
Okay.
And North is just the opposite. They'll be more patient, I think. They've got a couple kids that can shoot the ball real well. One kid at 9 threes, I think, against Mooresville. So our defense will be tested. It's good to test earlier in the year before we get into the deep part of the sectional and the county tournament and all those things.
So Terre Haute North and Terre Haute South this weekend. How are you preparing specifically for those teams?
Well, it's a 1 day thing. We're playing both teams same day. We're playing North at 10 in the morning and South tomorrow night at 6. So we try to prepare for the first game first, and we spend the majority of time there. And we prepare a little bit for the second game. But mainly at this point in time of season, we're more concerned about, looking at ourselves and trying to improve upon the things we're trying to do. Most games aren't won on what the other teams do. It's usually with the things you don't do well. So we're trying to, the things you could do. So we're trying to be really concerned with. Right now, I think we play conveniently on defense. We take the convenient step. We don't take the next step necessarily to make the play. Same way on the bank boards. We'll step to block a guy out, but then we won't actually make contact. We have to make contact and then go fetch the ball. We should be really good at that, and right now I don't think we're nearly as good at that as we should be for as athletic as we are. So, those are the things. We're more concerned about ourselves, I think, right now than preparing for one specific opponent.
Okay, and one final question. Do you have any comments left over for coming weekend or how the performance has gone so far with the guys?
Nope, just that, I'd have to say right now, sitting here 3-0, we obviously are pretty pleased with what's going on. We've had a pretty quick start here, but by no means can we be satisfied. On any given night, someone can come up and sneak up on you. So we're going to try to make sure that we stay focused on what we have to do every possession and play each game one possession at a time and hopefully play for improvement.
Okay, well, Coach, thank you for joining me today, and good luck this weekend against Terre Haute North and South.
Yeah, thank you, bud.
That'll do it for tonight's show. Once again, the Ben Davis Giants in action on Saturday in the Avon Classic, 10 o'clock taking on Terre Haute North. That's 10 a.m. And then, of course, at 6 p.m. taking on Terre Haute South. Hopefully, we will not have either game for you as we are hopefully following the Lady Giants through to the Marion County Tournament Finals. That is an 11:45 morning game against Roncalli for the Lady Giants on Saturday. And then the championship game would be at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening as the Lady Giants go for Marion County Tournament Championship number 12. It would be great. And we'll tell you all about whatever happens next week on Inside Ben Davis Basketball. So join us 7 p.m. every Friday night for Inside Ben Davis Basketball here on Giant 90.9. Thanks to Coach Mark James and to Coach Joe Lentz, as well as to Corey Verwinkt and Zach Harshman. I'm John Easter. Join us next week when we'll take you inside Ben Davis Basketball at 7 p.m. on Friday night.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.